Hello, this is WJOY's Lamplighter Program. I'm Howard Gunning, and today in the studio we have Pastor Keith Brick from Providence Church in Mattoon. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Good to be here.
And you know, this really is a welcome for Pastor Brick because he just got to Mattoon, didn't you?
Yeah, just over a month now. The family loaded up the U-Haul and drove all night to come here from rural Nebraska.
And so you are now the brand spanking new pastor at Providence Church.
I am. My first Sunday was June 4th, and it's just been a wonderful time. They've been very welcoming to us. We really, really enjoy the community. We really enjoy the church, and it's just good to be here.
So tell me a little bit, first of all, I mean, you're new, so you're learning about Providence Church. So if someone came up and asked you and said, Pastor Brick, what's Providence Church? What can you tell us about it? What would you like to say?
Providence Church, my understanding, about a year ago, they changed the name. It was Mattoon First General Baptist Church. We are still Baptist, but we go by the name of Providence Church. We are a Bible teaching, gospel preaching church, little church right on 9th Street in Mattoon.
Okay. So coming here to Mattoon, what are some of your hopes or maybe some of your passions for your church? They've called you to be there. Mm-hmm. What would you like to do?
Well, my wife and I have a missionary background. We were with an organization called Village Missions where instead of sending us to Peru, they sent us to rural Nebraska. So we have a heart for reaching the unchurched or reaching the people that don't know Christ. So I've kind of carried that right along with me here, and I know that there's a lot of folks in Mattoon that don't know the Lord yet, and we just want to share Christ with those that don't know Him yet.
Well, let's see, for your congregation there and for the folks in Mattoon, what's something about Pastor Brick that no one has found out yet?
Oh, wow. What do they not know about me?
You have a hobby or a skill? You play ukulele or...
well, I'll tell you what. One of the things that I really began to enjoy in the time that I was in Nebraska was I did a lot of deer hunting. Mm. Nebraska has way too many white-tailed deer, so I did my part to try to eradicate as many as I could. And our family ate very well on deer that I hunted for a few years. So I'm a big hunter. I love Nebraska Cornhusker football, and my understanding is I think the Husker's going to visit Illinois this year in Champaign. So I'm hoping to get a couple of tickets and go to that game.
So there you go. So congregation, when the college football season kicks off, make sure you're wearing your jerseys that are not Nebraska jersey here.
I've seen a few Illini jerseys. I'm also a big, I'm kind of a confused sports fan. I love the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. I've loved them ever since they won the series back in 82, and I've kind of stuck with them. Mm-hmm. But I'm also a Chicago Bears fan.
Wow.
So I guess I picked a good spot. I'm halfway in between
halfway
both.
Halfway in between, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, let's see. So a passion for deer hunting. So there's a ministry opportunity right there. You could start a group of guys, you know, the hunters out there. Yeah. You said you were involved in this Village Missions mm-hmm. ministry. What do you see as some challenges for rural churches?
Right now in a rural community, for instance, where we came from, we were the only Bible teaching church within probably 30 to 35 miles around. It's becoming more and more common as there was only 5,000 people in the county where we lived, not just the town. There was 5,000 people in the county, so it was a very rural area. As a consequence, you're going to see the churches are just not big. They're not growing. Along with that, money is an issue, and they just can't support a full-time pastor for a lot of these churches. So you're going to see a lot of churches that are going to, you know, between two and three churches, they might go together and have a pastor that covers all three. And boy, that's difficult for a pastor to really get to know the people in those churches and to really minister to those communities. I was one of the only full-time pastors really in the area with Village Missions. I was a missionary, so I did the, you know, I would raise support and due to people donating to Village Missions, my wife and I were able to be there for about 5 years. So challenges, I'd say, is just the declining numbers along with, you know, well, let's be honest, finances are an issue.
Mm-hmm. But so what are your hopes for making or keeping Providence as a vibrant, viable church presence in Mattoon?
In my understanding, when a church becomes inward focused, or in my experience, that when a church becomes inward focused, they tend to, you really start to decline. I believe that Christ gave us our mission in Matthew 28:18-20, and he said, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them and teaching them to obey all that I've commanded. So I guess my life verse, if you would, or my main mission in life is I want to reach others and make disciples. I'm not about trying to steal sheep from another church, but I do want to reach people that don't know Christ. And I know that, you know, out of 20,000 people or so in the Mattoon area, there's got to be some that don't know him.
Yeah.
So that's, I guess that's, when you ask the question, what is it that my vision for the church, or what do I want to see, how the church grow? I want to see us reach the community. And I want to see them reach people that don't know him.
All right. So at Providence Church, what kinds of activities go on during the week? What's going on out there?
Right now, I'm still kind of hanging out and getting to know the folks in the community and the church and seeing what's going on. But right now we have Wednesday night church. We have a Wednesday night Bible study, a teaching time. 7 o'clock on Wednesday nights, we have a Thursday night women's group. And then we usually are doing just a number of other things throughout the week. A couple weeks ago, a group of us went over to Mattoon Healthcare and did a cookout for the residents in the nursing home there. We're usually just trying to do anything to just get to know some of the people in the area. We're looking forward to Bagel Fest coming up here in a few weeks.
Bagel Fest, that's interesting.
I don't know if you're familiar with Bagel Fest.
No.
Mattoon has a... This will be my first time seeing it, but Mattoon has a big citywide event every year, and there's going to be a parade, and we're going to have a float in the parade, and just trying to get to know some people in the area, and get the word out about our church, and we're still here, and I'm excited to try to reach some folks in the community.
Well, if you'd like to meet Pastor Keith Brick at Providence Church, you can do a couple things. One is you can go to their website, mm-hmm. which is providencemattoon.com.
Right.
And Providence Church is at 708 South 9th Street there in Mattoon. Their phone number is this the church number here?
That is the office number, yep.
217-235-0274. Go over there and check it out. Welcome Pastor Brick to town. Wear your Illini jersey. And I know a lot of folks, I mean, we go back and forth here because there are a lot of Cub fans out here in this neck of the woods. I'm not one of them. I'm a Cardinals fan, so you and I share that. But it's a friendly rivalry, so it's kind of it's kind of fun to share. Now, Mattoon, I was trying to think. I'm at the opposite end of the listening area. I'm over from Highland, and you're over in Mattoon. So
right.
Bagel Fest I've not heard of. So we're going to have to kind of...
My understanding is there's going to be a day where they're going to be serving free bagels, or bagels will be consumed in some form. I don't know exactly what's going on. I guess there's a concert. It's going to, you know, it's several days long, and I guess there'll be a concert each evening. I believe the name of the, there's a Christian singer, Jordan Feliz, is going to be doing a concert there one of the evenings. So it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it.
Well, I've been trying not to put Pastor Brick on the spot because the poor guy, he just got here in town. So he's still learning the area. He drove over here from rural Nebraska. I think you'll find the winters here might be a little warmer than what you've experienced lately.
That's what I hear. Where we are from on the southern part of Nebraska, they weren't too bad.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Brick is new in town, but I want to give a shout out to one of our listeners up there in Mattoon, Susan Beaver and her husband Lance. Susan's the one who actually clued me in that you were coming into town. So mm-hmm. Susan has sent me some emails about the program, about the Lamplighter program. And so, Susan, thanks for putting me in touch with Pastor Brick. And I'm hoping that this potentially could be the start of a long and fruitful relationship between Providence, Pastor Brick, and WJLY.
We look forward to getting to know you a little bit better and working together in the future.
Good. Now, we still got probably a minute or so left. Is there anything else that you'd like us to know about you and your family since you're new, or anything about Providence Church?
Well, my family, it's my wife and I. We have two daughters, 13 and 16. They're going to be...
So pray for the Brick family.
Yeah. They're going from a school of a total of about 100 kids between 6th and 12th grade to, my understanding is, Mattoon High School. And junior high is a little bit bigger.
A little bit bigger, yeah, because they haven't even been in the school yet since you just got here. Oh, yeah.
We got a chance, actually, when we were here in March to check out the church. We did get a chance to stop in there, and it seems like a nice place. We kind of heard a little bit about it, and they're excited about a new school and what's coming up this school year.
Well, we want to welcome Pastor Keith Brick to the listening area and being part of our family here in this community. And so you've been listening to WJLY's Lamplighter program. I'm Howard Gunning. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day.